Krisos Perik Hey Mishnah Aleph 5:1. A few times in the Masechta, starting with the very first Mishnah and as recently as the last Mishnah, mentioned this prohibition against eating blood under penalty of Karis. So we're going to discuss the prohibition against eating blood. And this is a complicated Isser because it's mentioned a number of times throughout the Pesukim in different ways, and therefore it'll be kind of complicated. Let me just say it outside first so you see where we're going here. It's going to work out that the blood that comes from a Oaf and a behema, birds and animals, they're the ones that's going to be aser midoraisa. The pasuk says, v'chol dam lo sochlu, you may not eat blood. It goes on to say, la'of v'la behema, specifically birds and animals, terrestrial animals. So those are ones that we're just talking about are aser, meaning things like fish and chagavim, grasshoppers, would not be aser from the Torah at all, because they're not ofos and behemos. But even within the world of birds and animals, so blood's going to come in three different categories, essentially. We'll have dam ha-nefesh, the lifeblood. That is the blood that actually is coming out of the animal through some sort of like lethal blow, a death blow. According to Tosfos, it's specifically just that it comes right at the last moment. But according to others, halacha, if you shecht the animal, for example, then all the blood that comes out while it's dying, out of its neck, spurting out of the blood as the heart still pumps, all that blood will be dam ha-nefesh. And that will be subject to the penalty of karas. That's Dam ha-nefesh is a rabbinic expression, but it's based on the pasuk which prohibits it, because the pasuk says, "Ki nefesh kol basar damohi," the life of all flesh is its blood. Kol ochlav yikares, whoever eats it shall be cut off. Kares, that's the penalty of kares. We have yet another pasuk later on, which we'll come to in a little bit as a drasha, and that pasuk says, any person who eats any blood, that soul will be cut off from his people. Again, Karis. Here we have kol dam. The word kol there maybe is to add something more expansive. We'll see that in a moment. So it's going to come out. Then we have the specifically dam hanefesh, the blood which is the lifeblood that comes out as animal is dying from some sort of mortal wound. That is the chi of Karis will come out. Blood that is called dam tamsis, that leaks out of the animal, let's say before it's dead or after it's dead, that blood is prohibited from the Torah, but only under penalty of malchus, lashes, because not the karis penalty. And then you'll have lahalacha dam evarim, blood that is in the limbs of the animal, shlopirish, that didn't move out of those limbs. It's sort of where it always was, like just, you know, whatever. That blood would be actually not aser midoraisa at all. La halacha. Okay? That's sort of the framework. Now let's see the Mishnah inside. The Mishnah says like this. Dam shchita bebehema b'chayu v'ofos. If you have blood that comes from the slaughtering of animals, shchita, of course, is a specific kind of slaughter, which is when you sever the food pipe and the windpipe, esophagus and trachea of the animal. So as the animal is dying, the heart's still beating, the blood splashing and spurting out of the neck where the incision is. That's the dam shchita we're talking about here, and that, whether it's coming from behema, b'chai of ofos, domesticated or undomesticated animals, or birds, like whatever, meaning that's even not kosher animals, so like a horse blood or whatever, bein tamein, bein tahorin, whether the animal's a kosher animal or, I guess, not kosher or yes kosher animal, it doesn't matter. The blood has the penalty of karas. Now, similarly, dam nechira v'dam ikur, those are also going to be ways in which you kill an animal. And then on ritual way, nechira, maybe just rip it open with like a knife that's, you know, just split it open. Ikur is when the simanim, the trachea and the esophagus are torn out of the animal's neck. But the point is, again, the animal is dying from this wound. So the blood that comes out during the dying process, that would be the iser karas. V'dam hakaza, now if you're just bleeding the animal, like for its health, let's call it, right? In other words, just the same way they bled people in the olden days as sort of a way to give refuah healing, so too, if, you know, best the cow was sick, they might bleed it a little bit to hope it gets better, but if they bleed it too much, eventually what'll happen is it'll die. So the last blood that comes out when the heart sort of like pumps its last pumps and the blood spurts out, that blood that comes out also, if it's dam hakaza sha nefesh yotza bo, the blood that comes out when the animal is dying, therefore the nefesh goes out with it, that's chayav and alav. That is the blood we're talking about, which would be a chiyav karis, but blood that comes out, you know, from a wound if an animal didn't die, or after the animal's dead and it keeps on bleeding, leaking out, that would not be the iser karis across the board. It says the Mishnah further, dam hatachul v'dam and dam halev, blood in the tuchul, that's the spleen, and blood in the heart. Here we're talking about the heart, not in the heart's cavities, the halal. We understand today the heart has like, it's a four-chamber heart in human beings, but the Mishnah is not differentiating between the chambers. They're just saying there's blood in the chamber. So that blood in the chamber is not what we're talking about. We're talking about blood that's in the cardiac tissue, the actual, you know, the meat of the heart, if you will. And same goes for the spleen. That blood, if it moves out, it's like squeezed out of the meat, those organs. So that will be usur, but not under penalty of karas, because it's not the lifeblood. Bartonura speaks out that the blood that's in the halal, the actual, the ventricles, the atria of the heart, you know, within the heart, so like pooled there, if you will. So that blood really, that was blood that didn't squirt out, but like it came after the incision and the animal died, but it got like kind of sucked into the heart to be pumped out again. So that blood that's inside the heart's cavity would actually also a chiyuv karis, if one would eat that blood. But the blood in the organs, not. That would just be a regular lav. Dam beitzim, the Mishnah says, blood in beitzim. Now, two pshatim where beitzim is, either we're talking about beitzim, meaning blood and eggs. If it's blood and eggs, so then we'll see the blood and egg actually not even an iser, if there's no efroach, if there's no chick developing there. Lalach, it's only aser midurabanan. If there's a chick developing, then it would be aser midoraisa, but still not under penalty of a karis. The other pshat is beitzim here is referring to testicles, in which case it's like the tchul nalev, it's an organ that has lots of blood, and the same thing would be that it's a penalty of a lav if it's if the blood comes out of the organ there. However, dam dagim and dam chagavim, blood that comes from a fish or from grasshoppers, so that's not going to be forbidden at all. It's actually mutter to eat. There's no requirement at all to sort of salt fish or grasshoppers. It's mutter to eat those. The blood too. If the blood would be removed out of the fish, so then there's a din of maris on. You have to sort of put fish scales so people can see you're drinking fish blood, not animal blood. If that becomes relevant, I doubt it. But in any case, that's not prohibited at all. Dam tamtzis. Dam hatamtzis is blood that leaks out. So after the animal has been slaughtered, you know, like the circulatory system, the veins and arteries, it's like a closed set of, you know, pipes where the blood flows through. If you cut it to kill the animal, like you do shechita, so then after the animal's dead, there's still like any blood in the pipes will sort of leak out, potentially. So that leaking out blood, dam tamtzis, is usur under penalty of just a regular lav and malchus. So ein chayav nalayim, but you're not chayav on those things, karis. So it's going to come out then that the requirement to be liable for karis is to intentionally eat blood that came from specifically a chaya, behem, or oaf, and a bird or an animal that's coming out while the animal is dying out of that wound. And then if one eats that blood, and the requisite amount for eating that blood would be a kazayas. This is unusual. Usually for liquids, prohibitions are a revius, but since the pasuk refers to it as being not to eat, lo sochlu, not to eat the blood, so then it's a maisa achila, it's a problem, and a maisa achila, an act of eating, as we said previously in the Masechta, is eating a kazayas, an olive's amount. So olive's amount of blood would be chayv karas in that scenario. But the other kinds of blood, dam tamtzis, is only the rabbanan, the dam evarim, if it was perish, dam tamtzis is an iser doraisa, but only a malchus. Dam evarim, that perish, that's separated out, that's also going to be an iser doraisa. If it wasn't perish, meaning you said like you had like a blood and meat, like so you just have a piece of flesh, you rinse it off with water, then it would be actually mutter to eat without salting even, because it wasn't perished, didn't come out from its place. Once you cook it, the problem is the heat extracts the blood from its place. That's why you need to salt before you cook with heat. But raw meat, in theory, would be permitted if you just rinse it off. Okay, fine. And the blood from eggs, la halacha, we're going to say is at most iser derabanan. Okay, from like if there's no chick growing in there. Now, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'dam hatamtzis. Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayev for kares on dam hatamtzis, blood that leaks out of the veins, not because he holds that dam tamtzis, the leaking out blood that oozes out, is not dam hanefesh, that's for sure. But because there's another pasuk which says, kol nefesh asher tochel kol dam v'nichrasa nefesh ahim ameha, any person who eats any blood, that person's soul will be cut off. So since it says kol dam, any blood, so that he understands kol means any type of blood, meaning not just dam hanefesh that spurts out while the animal is dying, but also blood which is dam tamtzis, which leaks out afterwards is also a chiyuv karas, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda.